Bez. Hamaka Abba V'imoy, someone who smacks his father or his mother. Ein chayev at sheyaseh ben chabur. We learned this earlier. You're not chayev till you do a chabur. It's not just enough by smacking. You have to make a wound. Zeh chayim mekalo mimaka. We have a chumra if you curse your father or if you smack your father. What is that chumra? If you curse your father after he's dead, you're chayev. If you smack your father after he's dead, or your mother, then you are pater. Why? Why are you pater after the dead? Why mekal yem makanat?
Because
you're doing something
by mekal, but makanat. Makanat doing anything. Why is it not?
You can't make a
chabur even. Right? His neshama's gone. It's just
so.
So when you curse somebody, you're cursing the neshama, everything about them. The essence is still supposed to be here. Everything is there. They still, you can elevate them or you could take them away in Shemayim, different levels there. So here you're talking about it just a piece of nothing anymore.
What do you mean by Mikal? You're cursing him, right? So you're cursing him, there's no, the cursing is dead. Normally, what are you cursing him?
You got his memory, you've got who he is.
His memory?
Everything that he left. Memory is a person. Who is
I thought you meant, yeah, okay, his memory.
Didn't we say yesterday that cholera affects the children?
He's saying what you're saying, basically. Okay. So that's the difference between Mekal and Mak. Zakhtimah, Tanah Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, Ave v'imoy kila. La'ach That's going on. That means it's extra Pasuk. The Pasuk says already, if you look in, we have a Yikra Chav test, it says, Asher yikalas ave v'imoy. If you curse your father, your mother. Then the Pasuk ends off, Ave v'imoy kila. What's the Pasuk ending off? It just said that. So it's coming to teach you la'acha misa, then even after death, you chayev on cursing your parents. Sheyachal, you would think, hayo v'chayev maka v'chayev mekal, you chayev by hitting your parents. Or by cursing them, ma maka ein chayev ala mechayim, just like by hitting them, you only chayev. When they're alive, afa mekal ein chayev ala mechayim. You would think so too when you're cursing them, you only chayev when they're alive.
V'oid,
exactly. I mean, what's chayv mean? There's no,
so if he chops off his head, telling me he didn't do anything. After he's dead, you chop off his head.
Because you have to do a chabur.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. You have to do a chabur.
Smack him off.
You have to do a chabur.
Yeah.
So.
But that will come out. If you do it right, that's not dam.
That's, we need dam and nefesh. Dam of life. So we say like this. So again, ma maka ena chayv ala mechayim, just like when you smack someone, you smack your parents, you're only chayv when he's alive. Af mekala ena chayv ala mechayim. So to mekala, you're not chayv only when he's alive. That's what you would think. Va'oid ka v'chayim. I can make ka v'chayim. Ma maka she'asa boi sheloi ba'amach ke ba'amach, even if your father is not from, and he doesn't do what he's supposed to be doing. Still, you're chayv. And right, yichayev. If you smack him, and lechayev by lachamisa, you're not chayev in it. If you smack him after he's dead, mekalu shloi osaboy shloi ba'amach ke ba'amach. Mekalu, you'll let it curse your father if he doesn't do your. You're not even if you curse him if he doesn't do what he's supposed to be doing. He's not part of your nation. Ain oidin, isn't it a kolshkein shlechayev by lachamisa? Right? Again, if he smacks and he doesn't do amach, we tell you and he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, still ya'ivah and you're lo chayev ala chamisa, but after he's dead, you're not chayev, so kolshkein and mekal that we tell you that if you're not chayev if he doesn't do what he's supposed to be doing. And it's like chayev alachemis. Tamalayma, therefore it says, Ove v'imoy kilel la'achemis. Therefore it says that even.
Why do I need these kavachem? I would just go, the pashto says that Sai Maka and Sai Makal is not chayev.
Which is saying even more, you have even more of a reason to say
not chayev. Right, but it's so pashto with that if once already you know Maka is not chayev, so why would I think Makal is chayev? Now I have a special pasuk that tells me the makal is chayv. I don't, and especially I think Gemara goes such arichas, two different ways to learn it out.
No, but it's never true. I think it's saying because even if you think that he's not keeping mitzvot, he's not keeping Shabbos, you might be able to curse him out. He's saying you still can't do that.
But that's not.
I'm not sure. You're right. But the Gemara always does that.
Gemara is going very extensive here to tell you two different reasons why you would need it.
Always does it. Gemara is telling you a very strong reason why you would think Mikal not, and still the pasuk has the chiddush to tell you Mikal yichayv lachamisa.
I would think Mikal not just because Mak is not.
That's true, and also I have so much more of a reason to say not. Okay, zakti mahani chleb yainasin the miyata leikra avavimah. This is good like Rabbi Anderson that has this pasuk extra, which we'll see in a minute what that means. El Rabbi Yeshu Ma'ayikul Meima. Rabbi Yeshu doesn't have this pasuk of Ve'imay Kilel. It's not extra. Why? Where do you see that? The Tanya written in Braisa. It says in the beginning of the pasuk, Ish Ish Ashikalas Ve'imay. Why does it say twice? Not Tamalem Ish Ish. The Rabbi is Bas Tumtim Ve'Androgynous. A daughter? Three things. A Tumtim means the person doesn't have any simanim, not zachris, not nekevis. Androgynous means they have both simanim, zachris and nekevis. Okay? So those three, how do you know that yichayiv, if they curse out, so the Gemara Shlom, the yichayiv, ish ish, is coming to teach you that an extra word of ish is coming to teach you a daughter, tumtum and androgynous. Ashi yikalas of this. No, bas is three things. No, three things.
Bas,
tumtum, and dragons. See, here, Mordi's kasha is, why are we so busy all over Shas? Every single Masechti, you'll find such a thing. Tumtum, and dragons. You ever search a person in life? Someone without?
No, I never have. Every five seconds, Morty's walking down the street. Ish. I know you're saying.
This time he's serious.
And not this time. You're not joking.
No, he has a kuda.
Normally he's joking.
No, I'm saying.
I hear.
Bass, we understand. But how come? So why would you not think Bas? Because it says Ish doesn't mean Bas. So that's what we need the second one. Now, maybe Tumtum HaDragon is not on just the Bas. It says twice. So one Ish means a regular person. The other Ish should include Bas.
Right.
How do you know anything about Tumtum HaDragon? Maybe Tumtum HaDragon aren't included.
I have no idea.
So the answer to that is that Ish is just coming to say, once it doesn't mean Dafka, right, it just means any human. It doesn't mean Dafka Zacha.
Oh, a man.
Man, that means anything.
Any man or something that's a man and a woman. It's actually
real.
Ish
comes from the thing about Bas. I know.
Bas is a real. This is one of the only ones that I just learned. It's actually Bas as well.
Right, because normally we learn that Tumtum HaDragon is not only because it says Ish. Over here it says Ish. Over here Ish means Dafka Zacha. So we need the other Ish to teach you.
What does it say? What does it say?
Or everybody else?
Or not?
Not and Chayashayt also not. Okay, Bekitze. Yeah, so you just see how much the Torah includes about one person. The Torah cares about every yachid. It's a good shmuz. Even one yachid that comes up in one generation probably happened once in the history. That they have both? None, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, when was
that? That's like an animal. So a person to have both simanim? Not they have both. You take away the other one and put that one. See, but that's what they made. But you saw someone born with both.
I've read stories about them. That a widow woman.
But here it's saying they're
married. An androgynous. And there was
whole
book. And there was
another book about child support.
Come on, really?
There was a mic.
Yeah.
Okay. 50 years ago, someone married an androgynous.
Someone androgynous or Tumtum?
Androgynous.
Androgynous?
There had to be denied that it won't be vile.
Maybe that's this book that was coming out. Okay, fine. Zok to Gemara. Fine. Ashikalas Ovev Esimai. Ein li ala Ovev Esimai. Here we're teaching you. We're going to continue on in the pasuk. So the pasuk continues on and says, Ishish Ashikal as Ovev Esimai. Ein li ala Ovev Esimai. This, you know, the father and the mother. Ovev Shalai Esimai. If he's your father, not your mother. Esimai Shalai Ovev. What does that mean? It's not together. You don't do together. You would think that maybe you have to do it together. Hakah, smack them both. One with your right and one with your left hand. Or Mikal, you curse out both of them. But if you curse out only one, either or your father or your mother, Aviv imay kilo. Aviv kilo, imay kilo. Each one or another yichayv. You don't need both. Divrei Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha, mashma shneim ke'echad. Mashma, maybe you need both, your father and your mother together. Mashma echad echad if ne'atzma. It's mashma each one of each. Atchipol lecha kasev yachtav till the pasuk says yachtav. So, but over here the pasuk doesn't say yachtav, so you know that you need each one anyways. Yichayiv on either or. So now, in fact, the Gemara going back to the before. So lo yabiyinasin, the pasuk is extra, like we just said, because you don't need to say. All ishish, Masha'enke and Le'ebi Aisha. Aisha learns out ishish. So then it's Shveh. How does he know, Kilel, that Yechayiv Lachamisa? Right? That means he, Rabbi Aisha, used it for what? Ishish, Le'abba is Tumtum Adragilis, and then Kilel is Avavima. But Le'ebi Aisha is not needed for that. So why, how does he know Lachamisa? Like the Mamma Nala. It says in Elam Mishpatim, it says in a different parasha, this we were reading over here in Vayikra. This is in Shemais, it says Mikalo of Mikalo of him.
Why do we need to say this pasuk and say the pasuk in Vayikra then?
What do you mean? This is the pasuk to teach Lachamis also.
No, the pasuk in Vayikra.
The pasuk in Vayikra is Tam telling you the din of Chaim, and then this pasuk is teaching you Gufa Lachamisa.
The pasuk of Yikra is telling you say you shouldn't do it and say lachemisa.
No. This pasuk is teaching you
just pasuk, that. No, this pasuk is teaching
just lachemisa. Mikal of imay mais yumas lachemisa. So the more of idach, what does he do with this pasuk in mishpat and mikal of mais yumas? I mean, by the ram is bas tumtum andragonis. He needs to teach you the pasuk tumtum andragonis. Bas tumtum andragonis. The more of a tapik lay miish ish, he can learn it out from ish ish. And for the Gemara, Dibbe Torah, Kolashim and Yaldim, the Torah talks like a regular person. What does it mean, the Torah talks like a regular person?
It sounds better phonetically. It sounds better.
We dash in every single letter in the pasuk. Listen over here, a whole word extra, or the Torah talks like regular people?
You don't want to have an awkward construction in the Torah. Awkward? People don't talk like that.
No, people talk ish. People also talk ish. You say man, when you call someone, you say man?
It's poetic.
Poetic?
Ish is a man.
Such a, you'd be so scared to say it. Dibutai Kalash Man Adam, like regular people. No?
Because it sounds
all
awkward.
Over Shas.
What regular person says ish together, but
that's what I'm asking.
It must have been more common.
It must have been more common. Yeah. I understand that it was more common. It wasn't.
That's true.
It was more common, but it doesn't mean that.
I think the kasha is stronger. Not only then, what you could always say that. Then you could always just use pull out that teretz. Whenever you don't have a drasha, okay?
No, but is that true? You have to find that.
No, so anytime there's a double lamasha, anytime there's a double lashon. So why do you choose? So how do you even know you should make a drasha then? Maybe dibra tarik lashon
adam. You can't say dibra lashon because dibra tarik lashon adam. If you have two different sukkim in different places,
obviously. He's talking about when it's together, obviously.
So you have one word at the beginning of the
pasuk,
one word at the end. You can't say
different. How do you know to make a drasha? Maybe the Torah
is
trying to talk like the
Hamar now. So that's why they had this Ishmi Piish. This they had Ishmi Piish from the Rebbein. They didn't just say this by themselves. Zakti Marv, listen. So now a new kasha. The Mishnah said that one is more that Chaimim Mekal Mimaka. Cursing is worse than hitting. Cursing Yichayev Lachamisa. Hitting. You put lachamis. In fact, the Gemara. But listen, I have another thing to tell you. But listen, chaim mikal mamakal. I can tell you the opposite. That hitting is worse than mikal. Shemaka also boy shalei ba'amach ki ba'amach. By maka, we said before that if you smack your father, he's not firm. you are chayiv, mashenkim mekal. Mekal, you're not. We're going to say that this mandama, the mandama the Mishnah holds, that you make a hekesh, we saw this yesterday also, you make a hekesh, hakal leklala, and just like klala, you don't make a shleyasa ba'isa amach kabamach, so too, hakal leyasa ba'isa amach kabamach, and you're not chayiv if you hit your father, if he's not doing what the ma'isa amach. Now, is this even if your father is a tinnik shenishba? Let's say that's how he was born. He doesn't know anything better. Well, this is only if he's a lahachas, or this is even if he's not lahachas. Most people today, not most, but many, many people today are tinnik shenishba. Speaking of chagas of Yashim and Chazanish.
Let's go to tinnik shenishba. How many people amongst us go off? Not many.
Right, no, but you have to know someone out there, and they don't know anything about Shema Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael especially. And they don't know, it's a big machlekes.
Chazanish and Abayashim. What does knowing mean or growing up?
Television, as you see.
Right.
You can watch that.
Today you can watch anything.
Didn't we learn yesterday that Bezin told them to do it?
Yeah.
For what?
No,
wasn't that
just
Bezin?
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, I'm just.
I thought you were chayiv if you cursed. I thought you were even a sinful parent. I thought you were still chayiv.
No, he was saying that.
The Gemara says the machlekes only by makah.
By makah is a machlekes, makshin na kala klala, but by klala it's clear the pasuk. Okay. It's a kala is only
even after they're dead then too, same thing.
Before obviously, yeah, sure. Yeah, lashon hara also. Could you talk lashon hara on someone that doesn't do? But is that nice of my zama?
Adrab, it could be mechuyus to mekalah. What's it? If someone goes out and he does publicly and he does things mamus lahachis, so mechuyus to mekalah.
Depends.
A tinnik shenishba is somebody who knows about one mitzvah and doesn't. I'm saying it becomes lahachis and he knows about one mitzvah and doesn't do it.
Lav dafka. We're not going to get into that. I mean. But it's a big machlik because of Yashav and Chazanish. If today they're Tinnik Shenishba, or today everyone knows, and like you're saying, media and all that, obviously you're going to find someone out there that doesn't know. But the shahs of today.
But he could have found out. That's the point. Even if he didn't. Well, let's say someone's brought up among Yidden, and he deliberately doesn't want to know. So he said, I don't want to know. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to hear. I don't want to know. I want to be a
person. Yeah, was he? You think someone's sugar,
right?
Because
of it. You think it's right?
Yeah. Why did I make it look at? Zok to Yomar. Okay. So that's the machlekes. Zok to Yomar. Lema hani tanoi ka hani tanoi. Maybe let's say this machlekes that says that doesn't say in the Mishnah that chaimim b'makam im mekal, that by makam if he does ma'isa amach if he chayiv or not. Let's say it's this machlekes. Ka hani tanoi. The Tani Chad. We learned the one b'risa kuti ata metzuba ala kasa ikuti. If you smack a kuti, you mechuyiv if you smack him. V'yatam etzuvah akal alosai, but if you curse him, there's no problem. You know what a kuti is?
They converted and then they went back to...
The machlok is a gara.
Oh, that's what we're going to see in the Gemara. Yeah. V'tani yidach, we're in a different bahasa. Yatam etzuvah, you're not metzuvah le'al akal alosai, but le'al akal alosai. You're not chayiv on anything. Not if you curse him, not if you smack him. So v'ru, they thought the kula alma kutim geri emeset. These kutim, why did they? They're really good game. So what's the machlek? It's my labokim. If I give myself a makshin, I call the klala. One mandama holds that we make a hekesh, I call the klala, and just like klala, you're not mechuyev if you curse them. So to our ka, but myself, let makshin, I call the klala. The other mandama says we don't make a hekesh, I call the klala. So too, our gemara by us, by cursing out your parents, you also the shayla should you make. Hakish akal the klala or not?
So why shouldn't even mechayev on klala because they're not ba'amach? Because they're not my samach now.
So the maloi, the kula amalei makshin akal the klala. We're not makish. So what's the machlekes? Vachamakim, ma'asav akutim geri emesen. The man the amal that says yichayev is talking about the real gerim. They were gerim gemurim. Ma'asav akutim geri arayisen. They were gerim for what's arayis?
The lions,
that's what they were scared,
and
right?
And they were scared.
They were scared, so they said they'll become Jews, but really, they're called Geri Arayas. They're called Gerim of lions. And therefore, you're not Chayiv on Klala, but Hakal, not chayiv on both. So Gemara Yochi, Hayinu Diktani, we learned in the Braisa and the Mishnah, Allah v'shoyrei ki Yisrael. When you kill the animal, the animal that gores has a din like Yisrael. Mishnah, when we get to Maseches Baba Kama, we'll see over there. There's difference if an animal of a guy kills or animal of a yid kills. And the Mishnah over there says that the animal has a din like a yid. So what are you telling me that everyone that he holds gay arayas head? They're not gay arayas. So Gemara Shmamino, we see from here about Keisha Pligi, Shmamino, the argument on Keisha, and it's the same machlekes, like we said in our Mishnah, if we are makish akala klala, or we're not makish akala klala. That means we're going to make akish akala klala, nothing to do with, over here we were making it for your father, here we're making it for Kutim.
Should we hold this? Our Gemara holds that the attack Gera Emes.
Right, that bright talk upon
him. Right,
it's all that bright. That bright held that they were Gera Emes. Zokti Ma Vayte. Hagoyniv Zokti Mishnah.
No, they weren't Bechal Amcha.
No, no, they're still nismayed from Klala.
Right,
but still here. Zokti Mishnah. Hagoyniv Nefesh Mi Yisrael. Someone who steals a soul of the what does it mean to steal him?
Kidnap.
What does kidnap mean? Who are you taking away from?
You hold him captive. You hold him from whatever you stop him from.
I'm saying, what does that mean? The yeshiva is holding the child, not the yeshiva building.
That's the way I felt when I grew up.
The yeshiva wants to be the parents wanted to be there.
So?
I mean, the
bracha doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, but if he's over.
What does it mean? The other mitzvah says the yeshiva is not allowed to say a rule.
It's going to be such a shiur said.
That's what I'm saying. Huh?
No, but sometimes the yeshiva also, the boy really wants to be there.
Your wife is holding you in your hands. No? Okay, let's see.
What does that mean?
No. You're getting worried. No. Right, well, let's see. Hagoyin of nefesh miyisrael. Someone who steals, ain't a chayvat shichnesen al yeshusay. You need to bring him to yeshus. It's not just enough that you keep him in the street.
No, you put him up in his own house by putting the locks on the outside of his house. You're not chayv.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What if he brings somebody else's house?
Oh, that's okay. Also, yeah, that doesn't mean dafke yeshus. Reb Yehuda Aimer, atchi yechnesen al yeshusay v'yishtamish bay. You're gonna be mishtamish with him. You're going to use him. Shanama v'es'ama bo'yu mechari. What's that? V'es'ama? V'es'ama means using him. V'shtamash. Okay? That means it's not just enough that you steal him. You have to use him.
And you have to sell him.
No, you have to use him.
Mechari.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you have to use him and then sell him.
Yeah.
So that's when it's called Hagayin
of Nefesh? Right? It's both.
Yes.
If you just do one of the
we're
going to
see
when
we talk about it tomorrow.
That's not what you
we'll
said.
See.
That was
he's reading the passage.
But that's not the mission
to say
that yet.
The mission said, yeah, okay, we're going to see. Hagayin v'sbenoi, you steal your son. So that's what I was talking about. And Mishmol b'noi tzav yechon b'yekim m'chayiv. V'chacham m'paychim. He says, you don't own your son. You steal him, m'chayiv. V'chacham say your part. We'll see in the Gemara of the Joshes. Ganav misha chetzi eved v'chetzi m'chayin. You stole someone who's half eved, half free. How's that possible? What is he, eved or m'chayin?
He was
owned by two people, and one guy said, okay, you're part of it, you're free. The other guy said, no. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Acham Paitin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayev, and the Acham Paitin will see in the Gemara. Zok Nimar. The Tana Kama Loi Boi Ima. Again, the Tana Kama said, once you take him into your Shus, Yechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says that they have to do Shimush, you have to do work for him. So Nimar, if the Tana Kama Loi Boi Ima, why doesn't he need Ima? It's a Pasuk, this Amabat. Avada Tanakama holds, he needs to work. But the Machlekes is, let's say it's Pachas Shavapruta. Does he need to work a Pruta worth? The Tanakama says, no, you don't need to work a Pruta worth. The Buddha says, no, you need to work a Pruta worth. Now, what's the Pshat in the Machlekes? The Shaila is like, if the working is needed, then you need a pruta. Everything in Kalatari Kul is always a pruta. The Mishnah is just a tnai. Really, the ikkis is the taking. You just need to have him work. So since it's just a tnai, therefore wouldn't need a pruta.
I think it's more partial because you want to train him to be an eved. So it's not how much work he does. You want him to be coupled to you that he'll... He's going to work
again.
So even if he does that's a shot, he's
yeah, but I'll say something else. Kozmani didn't do
shot. Shatman.
No, Kozmani didn't do shot, but there's nothing there. There's no avdus. How could you even say that?
Right. The Torah says, like I was saying.
But even that shouldn't be enough. He didn't do it. No, he didn't do anything. It's like, could you pick up a shoe?
You don't really need to do because you don't really need to do. The ick is that you stole them.
Right.
The ick is you stole them. It's a Tanai that you need to work.
How do you prove that you
stole? Right. It's a Torah stealing.
That's
a forget from me.
But why is it only a Tanai that you have to do something?
Because otherwise, maybe your intentions weren't to take him. You only prove that your intentions were to take him.
But if you're locking,
that's not enough.
Yeah, but there's no purpose in me tying somebody to a bench.
But if you're locking him up for 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, you're locking up making him do no work.
He's asking.
No, I understand. So I'm saying that's the dispute. So one Tan is going to say this way. One says that that's enough.
No. Everyone agrees that they have to do something. The question is how much. So we're saying he holds even less a shavut. Even
so
though
what happens if somebody if they take somebody, they lock him up in a room for 1 month, they make him do no work, they just lock him in a room.
You're not. You don't get killed.
So what?
Everyone agrees.
So what happens? Are you get Malkus?
No.
Nothing.
You're
okay.
You're good. You're no good guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Today, would you kill somebody today because if you lock somebody in a room, you wouldn't kill him, right? It's not capital punishment for that.
But yeah, you get biakos.
No, I'm saying according to secular law.
But what do you get? So
nothing. You're a terrible person.
You're a terrible person.
You're not going to get killed.
I'm saying, but crazy people do these things. They lock somebody in a room and they leave them there.
Do that.
Yeah, it was recently, they had like 5 people. They just locked them up, did nothing. One of them escaped. For years they had him locked in a room.
Capture 80 years?
Yeah. They locked in a lady food. With a few children.
But back then it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't. Nothing. No Malchus. Yeah. Nothing.
Eight years.
Not 80. No, 8. He said 8. Oh, he heard 80. No, 8 years. 8 years enough. Yeah. So I'm just saying, not even Malchus.
And the psychologically, they grow up with this.
Mama knows nothing.
They don't even attempt
to
get
it.
Yeah, Leif Tahar, they're all sugar. Yeah.
But what?
They're nuts.
So no, Mama knows nothing, they get nothing?
No.
Okay.
Bar Yami. Yami asked, Ganvayu Mecharei, Yashan, you stole them and you sold them while they were sleeping.
So you didn't have
a
family.
Now, what's the halacha? So we're going to see in a minute what's the shad. Machai Isha, Lu'ubara, you stole a woman for a pregnancy, right? You didn't sell her, you sold the uba. You sold the pregnant.
So there's no samer by the woman.
Right now, yesh derech ima bekach. Is this a normal way of ima? I ain't derech ima bekach.
The embryo is there.
Is this a normal way? What?
You stole
someone that's sleeping and he's still sleeping and you sold him while he was sleeping.
Why is that?
Oh, you only sold her. You stole her, but you only sold the Ibra. You didn't sell.
No, what's the question?
Oh, this is it.
No,
before.
What is that?
It's like Kinyan Lachas
Man. You sold an unborn child.
You sold an unborn child. There's something there.
But they can sell any unborn child. It doesn't
sound like the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, the liberals will tell you it's not a child.
No.
No, he had her. He had the issue in his
possession. He had the issue in his possession. Like Deca La Payas.
It's like selling the Evans foot.
No, it's Deca La Payas. It's there already now for that.
I understand, but the bottom line is you didn't sell anything.
I'm selling
it. It's not a physical
thing. Yeah. The embryo's there. The embryo's there.
You're saying it's a child or not a child? Which are you, right or left?
It's not what happened when you wasn't the child.
Yeah,
are you for late-term abortions too, or no?
No, is this the normal way of ima of work? What does it mean? The typically the like ima klal. He's sleeping. The uber, they can't do anything. There's no. We said that tonight is everyone agrees that the selling has to be done.
So they're using the unborn child as an analogy to someone who's sleeping. Is that what we're?
No, it's two different cases.
Two different cases.
No, but he's saying that both cases are a case where there's nothing being done. Side a child and side the person that's sleeping. They're both not active at the moment. They're not doing anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the question. Typically, the lucky mekar. No, you do have an avim. Yashan, the one that's sleeping, the zagala. You're leaning on him, so you're having an av leaning. Isha, Du ukma ba apezika. You stand there in front of the wind, she's fatter now. Yeah. And now she's protecting you from the wind.
This is a pruta.
Now why doesn't he just say you're leaning on her?
I know, but leaning is a...
You can't, this right. is the problem. This is... Yeah.
I'll tell you more than that. What does Iman mean?
No, the Torah says he's not leaning on her. You're not leaning on the Ubo.
Right.
No, but Ayah makes it more comfortable. Oh, you're leaning... I guess not.
But I mean, it's a pruta.
What do you mean if you're leaning on the Ubo? If you're leaning on the...
fatter woman.
No, but the point is you have to benefit from the child. But isn't there enough community between Shimush and Hano? Is that the same thing? Avoid and Hano is the same thing?
Someone blocking you from the wind, is it worth a pruta?
Maish is asking a good kasha. Okay, so that's not a pruta. But he's asking, but is that work? What does Imam mean?
That's what I'm trying to get. Is this work or not work? Is this a pruta, not a pruta?
No, pruta is something else. Let's say it's worth a pruta. Let's say you lean on this person. He's so geschmack to lean on.
According to this.
Then you pay a dollar to lean on him.
Okay, so then this, according to that.
The pruta is not so much.
More than that. The minute I sell the person, I already benefited from him. I don't know if I sold him. I made money off of him. If you kidnap a person, you sell him. Right. Every case of kidnapping has ana.
So if you sell him before you kidnap him, you're chai. You sell him the same thing.
He's being a good kasha.
I'm telling you that just like you could take a person and sell him, you haven't got no amidi. Why do you have to come on to this? And more so, there's no avoid.
Okay, so the Gemara learns that ima means hanav.
What's taj ima? What's taj ima?
I don't know.
What's taj?
Made use.
It's the woman that's blocking you from the wind.
Right, the Rav said that.
No, but I said because since she's... No, like this, your nose was going to get cold, and now that she's fatter, so she's protecting the nose.
That's her. It's still her.
No, it's not. It's
she's only fatter because of the child.
She's only fatter because of the child.
It's
the underlying... There's
a mushroom. It has a typical a woman who gives birth, right, an hour after she gave birth, she's not perceptibly thinner.
Sure she is.
It's impossible, she is.
It's impossible not, what do you think?
Maybe not the same, but...
In the case where we someone jabbed somebody in the ocean and he didn't die right away, or he was able to swim, it's the same type of thing. It's not the actual thing that's blocking the wind.
It is. He's in there and he's blocking the wind. This child is in there.
It's still the woman's stomach.
It's the woman's stomach that's around him.
You kidnapped the woman. What's wrong? You kidnapped the woman.
Right, but we're talking about this Hana that we're talking about. What's Hana you
get? I understand, but you're still saying you still benefit. If she's blocking the wind, whether it's her or the child, they're both doing it together.
No, but we're saying you're only stealing the child, really. You're telling her she could go, but you have to keep the child there. That's what she's locked in.
She was fat, and she ate a lot. Was the food that was blocking him?
More than that, what?
No, the food is part of the person. No, that's...
More than that, Ganva Machri.
The food is giving the energy to the lady. The child is taking the energy from the lady, and the child is also.
Terrible story, Taka. You heard that story? What? Kala? Okay.
Once more,
I didn't hear.
But I heard that she'll be okay. I mean, yeah, she's like an induced coma.
Can you imagine Shabbos Shabbat? It's like a story of history.
During Shabbos Shabbat?
What happened?
Well, the first night. 2:30, she was, he called out, she was almost dead.
Wow.
What did he do there?
Nothing. She...
The excitement of getting married.
No.
It's not a joke.
No, it's terrible.
Never. What happened?
I don't know, she was drinking a lot the past couple of weeks before. So I don't know. Okay, whatever. That's what my mom was
saying. Why did you say you're a female?
What?
Why did you say you're a female? What
do you say they have? Yeah, okay, I was waiting for such a question. Okay, yeah.
Isn't it a difference between two cases? Here you stole a person. Now you're handling what to do with the person. The person's sleeping, so you don't know how to evaluate if there's any value to a person while he's sleeping. Did you sell any work, any shimmers? Here, who did you sell? The mother or the child?
The mother.
The child.
You sold just the child, so why is it relevant? You sold just the child?
No. I sold the Uber. I sold just the Uber, yeah. The Ghana Bisha, but Machal Uber, yeah.
So you sold just a child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Zakta Gemara, so therefore I know somehow know that you're getting from it. The Shaila is, Derech ima b'kacha, ain't Derech ima b'kacha, is this normal? The Gemara, may I take? Tana Abana. The Gemara, may I take? Yimatze ish, Pasuk says, Yimatze ish, goynev nefesh me'achiv. If you find a person that stole a soul from his brother, ain't liyala ish, sheganav. A man that stole, isha minayin, a woman that stole, how do you know that she's chayav tam? Let me vigaynev ish. Yeah? Vigaynev. Okay. Eli ala isha ganav. Bein isha, ubein ish, v'isha shaganva. So we know isha shaganva ish. Isha shaganva isha minayin. How do you know a woman that steals a woman? Di chayv tamalay man. Umei saganav hu mikal makam. We learned it out. Hu mikal makam. Any type of stealing. Di chayv. Okay, we'll
stop. They could have just said ish.